Hey y'all, welcome to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances. This is not a conversation about romantic relationships, because we are minding our own business. That's right. But trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me. I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your sweet tea, or whatever it is you're sipping on these days, child. And let's chat. We're talking about family matters today, and we're speaking with Christina Mead of Nerdy Girl Success. Hello, Christina. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. I really appreciate it.
I definitely wanted to get you on here, especially since my daughter participated in one of your conferences and she was really excited about Nerdy Girl Success.
Look, and I'm so glad to hear that she enjoyed the event. So Nerdy Girl Success, we work primarily with young women in high school through college. And our mission is to change the landscape of leadership. And we do that by helping young women explore career options that are available to them, ones that they are interested in, as well as ones that they may not know about, as well as helping them learn some of the, what we call the soft skills for long-term career success. Mm-hmm. So think networking, negotiation skills, those kinds of things. And they are learning all of these things via women who are in leadership positions.
Oh, nice. That is an incredible idea and process because a lot of those soft skills really determine, you know, how well you do in a role. I've challenged people to the idea that, you know, anybody can have things on their resume, but do you like to work with the person? You know,
exactly.
Do you really
Exactly.
like to work with it? And I find often that employers, when they are interviewing, they are looking for those things. They're looking for how approachable a person is and, you know, how comfortable they seem to be in their own skin. And interviewing is always kind of like a nerve-wracking thing because you never know what's going to be asked of you. You want to make sure that you're presenting yourself in the best light. So there's a lot of nerves that goes on with that whole interviewing process. And to have an opportunity to work with a mentor on something like that just allows you to come into the experience with a little more confidence so you can kind of put your best foot forward. That's very important, especially when you're starting out. I have just a few questions I'd like your take on, just so that we can get an understanding of the importance of career exploration for teens, which is our focus today. What about teens that say, oh, I'm not sure what I want to do when I grow up? What are some advice that you would give for those types of students?
We actually have a lot of our young ladies who are saying, well, I don't know what I want to be. And like, that's absolutely okay. And that's completely and totally normal is what we let them know. The other thing that we do when we are talking with our students about their careers and their career aspirations is I always phrase it as, what's the career that you think you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
Because we tell them that it's totally normal to change your mind. And that's a lot of what we do with when women are coming in and talking about their careers. They don't just talk about the career that they currently have. They're talking about their career journey. And so it gives the girls the opportunity to see like, oh, you know, first of all, here are women who are in these amazing careers right now, and they didn't know what they wanted to do when they were my age, kind of thing. And so getting to see that and that you can choose something and you're not necessarily quote unquote stuck with it. But the other piece that we do with them is like, that's amazing that, you know, you aren't sure. That means that you've got a little bit more of an open mind. You're more open to exploring and looking at and considering the possibilities that are out there. Where we've noticed with some of our students who are like, oh, nope, I'm going to be this. This is what I'm going to do. And seem to be a little bit more closed off to examining possibilities that are out there. So
yeah.
We let them know that it's totally okay to not know what you're going to be. It's like, you know, you're only 16, 17 years old. Of course you don't know what you're going to be. It's okay.
Right. The age of college entrance is primarily 18, you know, some 17, some 19, but it's generally around that age. And I look at it and I say, at 18, you are choosing what you are going to do for the rest of your life. And
exactly.
it doesn't Right. It doesn't sound that bad. Like when you get we get ready to go to college, you're like, oh, I'm gonna major in such and so. And you know, a lot of times people lose patience with the student that changes majors, change majors, change majors. But for me, I always say it's really early in your life to decide what you want to do for the rest of your life. So of course, you don't want to prolong the college experience by changing majors, but it's certainly not a point to feel, you know, ashamed or discouraged because you may have started out in nursing and you realize that you actually want to be an English major and be a, you know, grade school teacher, you know, as opposed to an RN. You know, it's not the end of the world, and it's definitely something that you do want to allow yourself to do if you have found that maybe not so much on, you know, the RN, then, you know, feel confident in pursuing whatever it is that, you know, may intrigue you for the rest of your life because that's important. It's important that you have that happiness in careers. You mentioned earlier that the girls get to speak to professionals that started out and maybe they didn't know exactly what they wanted to do when they first started out. So, how important do you think it is for students to seek mentorship?
I think it's really important, and that gives you the opportunity to speak with someone who has shared experience potentially with you. And that's one of the reasons why our approach with mentorship is a little bit different than what other traditional mentorship programs are like. We are actually going to be launching what we're calling our flash mentorship this fall, where girls will actually have a lot more decision making over who is going to be their mentor, have more flexibility in the timing, and we've got it set up to where you can, you know, sign up for a time to meet with this mentor because they have the career you think you're interested in. And then they can turn around and they can sign up to speak with this mentor because, oh, they graduated from the college that I'm interested in. So they can see that for us, it's important that one, they have a little bit more autonomy in who they're getting to speak with. And then two, it's showing them that like you can have more than one mentor and different mentors can be there for you for particular reasons. And so to start seeking out mentors based on their particular expertise, not just a mentor in general kind of thing, but you can go and seek this person because they're skilled with this and seek another mentor because they're skilled in something else. That's
Right. I
what we're
was going to ask
doing.
you that. Do you guys have, like, as far as that mentor piece of your program, do you have it where there's actually a talk that you guys have with the students to say, hey, these are the things that you look for when choosing a mentor? Or do you kind of just let it be organic and then help if they ask? Or are there some pointers that you guys give?
That's a great question. We actually do have a workshop, if you will, that we call the three basics of getting ahead. And it talks about mentorship and the different types of mentorship, how there's formal mentorship and there's informal. So formal is like, you know, if you are at a job and you are assigned, you know, like I explained when I was a teacher, I was a first year teacher, I was assigned a mentor. But then as I've gone along, I've had more of what's considered an informal mentor where I've gone and asked someone, hey, would you be my mentor? Can you help me with this, that, or the other? And we definitely go through like characteristics that you look for in someone who you are seeking to be that mentor and how you need to prepare yourself for that mentorship. So not just going up and saying, hey, to somebody, would you be my mentor? But like having specific reasons. Why are you seeking that particular person out? Explaining that to them. And what questions do you have? What are you hoping to get out of this particular mentorship? So for sure, we go through those kinds of stuff. And then it's also teaching the girls about networking and how helpful that can be within their career journey.
And I'm sure a lot of that wisdom comes from you being an entrepreneur yourself. Networking is bread and butter when you're starting a company or starting to work on anything, because I also want to, you know, express that to students that, you know, maybe you are not a corporate person. Maybe you have an idea, a brilliant thing that you want to start up, or some passion that you have that you actually want to branch out and do for yourself. That networking piece definitely comes into play. because you have to be successful at networking. It's not just, hey, how you doing? My name is so and so, and then you don't speak to them ever again. But you're like, I networked, you know? I don't know. I'm networking and nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. I've been to a million places and talked to folks and got business cards and nothing's happening. So it definitely is important. So do you have mentors that are entrepreneurs?
Oh yes, we have women who are in all different industries, and that's because we are again interested in getting more women into leadership positions across all industries. And so we have women in all walks of life there. And back to the networking piece, like we even talk to the girls about how important networking is even before you're going for your career, how networking can help you now. Like you're wanting to, because again, we talk about how that's relationship building. And so, like, you're wanting to have a teacher who's going to write a letter of recommendation for you for NHS or, for college recommendations or for internships. Now, all of that relationship building that you're doing now is for, the purpose of things that are going to be more impactful for you now. So that way they can start seeing the relevancy of it now, start practicing those skills now. So that way when they get to their career, it's second nature. Whether they're going to be an entrepreneur, whether they're going to the corporate world, it's nature to do all of that kind of stuff.
That's
The
true.
follow-up, that's the big piece.
The follow-up is all the peace in the world. That's all the peace in the world. I told my daughters when they go to college, I was like, make friends and not just the friends that you party with, you know, not just the friends that you share notes with, but friends that you've actually invested in the relationship, that you've learned what their aspirations are in the real world, so to speak. When they get out after graduation, what is the career that they're pointed towards? What are they trying to do? Because these are going to be your cohorts. These are going to be the people that you're going to be petitioning for, you know, sponsorships on things or partnerships with things, or, you know, just even starting out in conferences and things of that nature. If you already have these relationships, those things, like you said, it does come second nature. It does come easily. My oldest is in forensic anthropology. And of course, there's a lot of government funding and things that, you know, kind of drive that industry. So I'm like, the kids that you're at school with, you know, if they're in politics, you know, if they're in politics, you might want to, you know, get a little closer to them. So those grants will be a little bit easier to reach, you know. So it's definitely keeping all those things in mind and being intentional. Do you have any advice that you would give to parents of the students that are coming to that age where, you know, it's time to start thinking about, you know, college or career? Is there anything that a parent can do to encourage the conversation or to get them more active in that? Is there a certain age where, you know, just anything that you can offer for parents of kids that may be in that 16, 17-year-old age range?
The number one concern that our girls express with us is that they don't know how to have the conversation with their parents that they are interested in a career that their parent is not wanting them to pursue. Like, parent, because like as parents have ideas about what they want their children to do, they've been thinking about it the whole time that they've been growing up and everything, and so are sometimes a little, persistent in saying like, oh, I really think you should do this. I really think you would be good with this, and sometimes discounting other particular careers because you always want what's best for your child and for them to be able to, provide for themselves and everything. And so a lot of our girls are afraid to approach their parents about ideas that they have that might be different from their parents. And so the advice that I would have for parents is to be to have conversations like, well, look at, this is what I think you might be good at, but what do you think you might be interested in? And helping them have opportunities to go and explore different careers. Even if it's just, I mean, if it's a job shadow or something like that, or just to go and talk to a woman who has a career that they might not think is the right one for their child, but let them go and have that conversation with them. Because one, you might be surprised with the results. A story that I have is I had a young lady, we went on a field trip She was very adamant, I'm going to be an OBGYN kind of thing. I'm not varying from that. That's what I'm going to do. And we went and actually, the field trip was to a property management company here in the Houston area. And there were five different women doing various pieces of that. And one of the women was the design. She designed the apartments. She designed, what's the whole community going to look like and everything. And afterwards, and that young lady came up to me and was like, design is the career? Like, apparently, it's a six-figure career. She's like, my family and I always thought that that was more of a hobby and that you couldn't make money with it.
Right.
And so
Wow.
that's why with that, it's like, there's a lot of times, like with me, when I became a business owner, that was something that was very scary and intimidating and something that my family didn't necessarily support because nobody in my family knew anybody who was a business owner.
Right.
And so while it might feel scary to parents, to let your daughter kind of explore some of those things because, oh my gosh, what if she wants to go and do that and isn't good at it or isn't able to make money? Just giving them the opportunity to explore that is great. And I would also encourage them to those careers that they think that they're interested in, again, to give them the opportunity to speak with a woman who has that career, maybe do a job shadow if that's possible. Because we've also had girls who have been very staunch, I want to do this, and have had an opportunity to speak with a woman who has that career and gets to hear. We have what we call real conversations. You talk about the good, the bad, the ugly. The only thing that I told my women to do is like, please, when share also the strategies that you use when faced with obstacles. But we've had girls who have been like, oh, well, I didn't know that's what it like. For example, the last one was the chemical engineer. Oh, wow, I didn't realize that's what a chemical engineer does. I don't want to do that at all. That and like that's the best gift that you could have gotten, I think, because now you're not going to spend years in college, money on college for a career that you have learned, wow, that is not what I thought it was at all. So just providing those opportunities to our children to do that exploring is would be the thing that I would.
I definitely have enjoyed speaking with you today, Christina. I know that this is going to be so helpful for my neighbors with teenagers, just getting them ready to start thinking about life after high school, because that is the thing. I feel like some kids graduate and are completely lost because they didn't, just even get that conversation started. Like,
Yeah,
okay, after high
exactly.
school, what? Some of them are pretty set on, I'm not going to college, I am going to college, but that's as far as it goes. I don't think they know what happens after that, or
Yeah.
know that that is the precursor to something else,
Exactly.
so
But I
start.
think too, like realizing too that there's different routes. It's like a lot of students that I talk with that aren't really certain. I'm like, a great thing to do is like to do a community college and get your, because everybody's got those basics or whatever. I'm like, go get your basics done and out of the way. And it's a place that's less expensive and gives you some time that while you're doing that, you can do some exploring of what it is that you think you might really want to pursue. And then go on to that, then go on to college. Those basics will transfer from your community college to an actual four-year kind of institution. You'd be ahead of the game. And then you've got a little bit of time. You can buy some time.
True. I do support going to community college if you haven't just chosen that school. If you don't have that school that's just the school that's providing everything it is that you're looking for in that experience, community college is definitely a good way to go. And in most cases, you could get an associate's degree and a bachelor's degree, which I did myself.
Interestingly enough, there are actually some community colleges that are starting to offer four-year degrees. Like Houston Community College is actually starting to, I think it's the West Loop campus is actually starting to offer four-year degrees.
Yeah, no, that's definitely good information that we can share out with my neighbors. Do you have any events that are coming up to mention, or where can they find you? All of that good stuff so that, we can keep the ball rolling with Nerdy Girl Success.
Well, thank you for asking. First of all, you can find us at nerdygirlsuccess.com. You can can find us on social media. Our handle is always Nerdy Girl Success. Coming up, we've got at different high schools. So we've got our clubs here at some different high schools. And then in DC, we're going to be in DC in October doing our Career and Leadership Summit. We'll be in Chicago in November doing the same event. And then in January, we'll be doing our Career and Leadership Summit here in the Houston area.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's it, you guys. Go to nerdygirlsuccess.com and sign up for their mailing list. You guys have a mailing list?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, sign up for their mailing list so you can be on top of all of the things that are coming up that may interest you and your daughters. That's all I got. Thank you for joining me this week. You know the neighborhood is better because you're in it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, at Yo Nosy Neighbor. If you love the show, leave some comments so I can continue to bring you this content. You know I love you more.